In December, President Obama announced that the U.S. would resume diplomatic ties with Cuba. That move annoyed some Florida lawmakers, like Senator Marco Rubio, who has been a vocal opponent of the suggestion.
You know, the Cuban people are the only people in this hemisphere that have not had a free and fair election in the last decade and a half. They deserve the right to have that just like any other people do.
In the Florida legislature, there's Republican Representative Manny Diaz Jr. of Hialeah, who is making his objection known in the form of a bill. The bill made it on the agenda of the Local and Federal Affairs Committee Thursday morning, presented to the representatives by Jeanette Nunez, who stood at the podium in Diaz's stead.
I believe that we cannot trade and negotiate with terrorists and trade away our security in the United States.
The rebuke was met with overwhelming support. Representative Neil Comby, for example, made his case very clear, using the fact that 55 years of life had allowed the Polk County Republican to watch the entire Cuba situation unfold from start to finish.
It's outrageous. It makes me sick. It breaks my heart. As a lover of liberty and freedom, I think about this all the time.
As does Representative Larry Arn, who cited his experience in the armed services.
In my years in the Army, I lived in Panama under a dictatorship of Manuel Noriega. And one of the things that people don't understand is doing something like the president did is a reward, an incentive to keep that dictatorship going.
Not everyone disagrees with the policy. Democratic Representative Christian Jacobs of Coconut Creek cited polls and statistics which allude to the public's opinion on the matter, such as a recent poll taken by Florida International University.
68% of whom favored the restoration of diplomatic relations with Cuba. Among the young respondents to this poll, 90% of them favored the restoration of diplomatic ties. 69% of all of them favored the lifting of travel restrictions that are currently impeding Americans from traveling to Cuba.
Although she wasn't the only nay vote by a long shot, she was the only representative to speak out about it. In her closing statement, however, Nunez countered Jacobs' statistics.
With all due respect, I don't legislate by polls. I come up here to do what I think is right. And what is right is being on the side of freedom.
A pair of similar bills are also making their way down the alimentary canal of the legislature. Although each one of them is sponsored by a different rep, all three of them are listed as diplomatic relations with Cuba. And all three are what amounts to largely ceremonial opposition to a U.S. policy change well underway. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Matthew Seeger.